Hi, this is Mary Traveland with Dixon Brothers Pool and Pond Supply in Mesquite. I've been Neil's announcer for many years. And now, with Neil Sperry's Texas Gardening, it's my pleasure to welcome my friend, Neil Sperry.
All right, Mary Traveland, thank you very, very much, and welcome. We're glad to have you attuned to WBAP for another Sunday morning. I hope that you will join us all the way until 11 o'clock today on a cloudy Sunday morning. Cloudy, it's been so nice this weekend. Isn't this the greatest? And I think it's supposed to get better this afternoon in terms of not as rainy anyway. It's not raining very hard. But anyway, we're here to talk about the plants at your place. Mike Sutton is in place as my call screener. Your call will be in the hands of a screener with 18 years of experience screening phone calls for me. That's a pretty good guy, Mike Sutton. So I appreciate him and Randy Williams running the boards and trying to keep me on the air. And that's a big task, as anyone who has listened very long knows. So thank you very much. How about I give you a phone number? That might help. 800-288-WBAP. 800-288-9227. And do call right now, if you will, please. We're here for the next 3 hours, and it's always fun to talk about gardening. 800-288-WBAP. One quick tip that I want to give you, a couple of quick tips, and I've put these up on my Facebook account, Facebook page at NEILSPERRY, Neil Sperry, because I think they're kind of critical and you need to be seeing them. One of them is that this is the last call for application of pre-emergent weed killers. Normally, I tell you to do that before the 10th of September. We had some warm weather. I think you can still get good control of the winter and spring weeds. Pre-emergent. When you go out to buy them, they're going to say crabgrass on them. That's not what you're putting them out for now. You're applying them now, and this would be granules like Dimension, or it would also be Halts. And folks, you're going to need to look for them. Not every big national chain will have them. That's also true with the next product I'm going to mention to you, category. I would recommend you get into an independent retail garden center. These people are the thread of your community, the independent people, where you can go in and talk to the owner. You need to go there to ask for this kind of special help. All right, so for the pre-emergent for the fall, see, these things don't sell big time in the fall like they do in the spring, and so some of the major national retailers don't bother to stock them, and if they do, they may be out and whatever. I won't go there. All right, so to my point, either Dimension or Halts, and that would be applied, or one of the other pre-emergents. It will say on the label crabgrass and grass burrs. You're going to be putting it out now for annual bluegrass, rescue grass, and ryegrass. And then if you want to use one of the gallery products, you would apply that now to prevent the germination of clover, dandelions, chickweed, and henbit. Folks, this is your last chance for those grassy winter weeds. If you want to keep them out, I cannot help you once they start germinating. So for annual bluegrass, the little grass that has all the seed heads, I get hundreds of questions on and off the air everywhere I go in February and March. What is that grass? How can I get rid of it now? And I always say you have to do it in September. And this is your deadline. And so for that one, Halts or Dimension. And your independent retail garden center will have all of the things I just referred to. Halts, Dimension, and Gallery. They'll know what I'm talking about when you go in there and talk to a Texas certified or master certified nursery professional. The second thing, I am seeing an early season outbreak of brown patch in St. Augustine. It is not fatal, but if you have rounding areas of grass that are turning yellow then brown, and if the blades come loose easily from the runners, that's brown patch, and your independent retail garden center will have turf fungicides. A lot of the big national chains do not bother to stock them. I happened to be in one last fall, and there were 8 or 10 guys standing there with their arms crossed looking for a fungicide for their lawns. And your independent retail garden center is where you need to go for that. This is not an ad for independent retail garden centers, but it might as well be. All right, so those are my two things to get you started today. Today's SPCA Pet of the Week is sponsored by the great folks at Black Cow. That's appropriate, isn't it? And I do have a guy who did not get himself adopted last week. It's vivacious, happy-go-lucky Conan, waiting for his lovely family, loving family. He's a goofball. He loves people. He loves playdates with his best buddies. He would never pass up a tummy rub. And somehow he missed getting adopted last week. They had a huge thing going on last week with all of the Hurricane Isaac refugee dogs and cats that came in, and Conan missed the boat on that one, so to say. And we have a new dog today. If she's not actually a new dog, she is an 8-year-old hound, a lab and shepherd mix with a silky smooth fur coat, and she goes by the simple name of Betty. Betty has tan markings on her sweet face and chest and legs. Betty is very laid back. She's affectionate, little on the shy side. She still enjoys daily walks. She loves to stop and smell the roses. Betty will be a wonderful dog for a family who is looking for a low-maintenance girl with a lot of love to give. Now, she was transferred all the way from Uvalde back in April. This sweet dog has been waiting for her new home since April. Now, that took a little while to give her treatment and to get her all fixed up. Her friends have they're all healthy enough now to be adopted. Betty's been waiting for a new loving family, and that could be you. She's house-trained, she's well-mannered, she's very eager to please. She needs a family who will be patient, understanding of her past, as she may take just a little time to adjust in her new surroundings. Come meet this gentle, soft-hearted, brown-eyed girl today at the SPCA of Texas. She is a VIP, a very important pet, because she has been waiting for more than 30 days, and that's an adoption price of just $50. So I hope that you will get by the SPCA shelter and adopt Betty, because I know that you will be very, very happy with her. And they only put them up if they think that that they're wonderful dogs, and she is. Now, she is at the McKinney Shelter, and you can see Betty and all the other adoptable pets at spca.org/findapet. She's been spayed. She's had her age-appropriate vaccines. They invite you out today, noon until 6, in fact, 7 days a week at 8411 Stacy Road. That's 8411 Farm to Market 720. And the Dallas Shelter of the SPCA is at 2400 Lone Star Drive off I-30 and Hampton Road, also noon to 6, 7 days a week. That's Betty at the SPCA shelter in McKinney. That's just on the northwest side of Craig Ranch. It's about a block to the east of Custer. It's a quarter mile east of Custer. And Stacy Road and Main Street are one and the same. The name changes there at Custer. Main Street and Stacy are the same. It changes at Custer. So that's it. I want to give a shout out also to Lacey Ball, who for several years now has sent me these reports each week. And I think this may be my last report that I will get from Lacey. She is moving to another place of employment, and she's been a terrific help and a wonderful supporter. And she loves her dogs and cats. And you can tell that in the way she writes the reports. And Lacey, I'm going to miss you, and I know a lot of other people will. So our best wishes to Lacey Ball, leaving the SPCA after a lot of great service. Let me tell you about Black Cow Composted Cow Manure. Black Cow Composted Cow Manure starts with cow manure from dairy farms right here in Texas. And then they add water and Texas sunshine, and that aids in the natural composting process. It takes months to complete. Black Cow is fully composted, so there's no bad odor. It's a terrific soil conditioner, that Black Cow is, for improving weak or sandy soils or loosening up tight clay soils. It'll do that as well. It adds organic matter, it adds nutrition, it adds everything you want to add. So for healthy plants in your fall planting, start with Black Cow. Use it when you're setting out new trees and shrubs and ground covers and annual flowers. You're going to like the results you get with Black Cow. Black Cow has a great website with lots of great information, but you have to kind of go back in your spelling ability, because there is a K in cow. BLACKKOW. So you need that double K right in the middle. It's blackcow.com. BLACKKOW.com. Look for Black Cow in the bright yellow and black bags. You'll find it at most Lowe's garden centers and many fine independent retail nursery and garden centers. Ask for it by name. BLACKKOW. It's blackcow.com.
Hi, I'm Steve Barrett of Arborological Services. Once again, here's our friend, Theo Sperry.
All right, Steve, thank you very, very much, and welcome. We're glad to have you tuned. I'm going to give you the phone numbers because we will need to have the phone lines filled. And the first line will be Millie from Bedford in just a moment. But first, let me give you the number. Call now, won't you please? It's the best time of the year to call because we have an open line waiting for you at 800-288-WBAP, 800-288-WBAP. 9227. Millie, this is Neil Sperry with you. Good morning.
Well, good morning to you, too.
Thank you for calling.
Yeah, I hope to get some help from you. We have three kinds of grass that I want to get out of our yard. One is spurge, the other one is knot grass, K-N-O-T grass, and then nut sedge grass.
All right. Each of them will require a little bit different approach. Spurge is a broadleafed weed, even in spite of its very tiny leaves.
Yeah.
These are all in your lawn itself?
Yes.
All right. For that one, you would use a broadleafed weed killer spray. And please hear all the details I give you because they're going to be very different for each of these three weeds.
Okay.
The spurge, you need to use a broadleafed weed killer spray when you first see it, when the plants are 2.5 inches across, instead of waiting until late summer and fall when they have gotten to full size and have gone to seed. That will help with next year's crop. I do not think you need to apply a pre-emergent for it in the spring. You could do that. You could apply Gallery in early March and then again in early June. But I think because of what else I'm going to tell you, I think that would be a waste of money. I think you'd be better advised to spend the same amount of money in buying more fertilizer and encouraging your grass to stay low and dense. When you get spurge in a lawn, it usually shows that there's a dry area in the lawn, dry or the grass has been mown too tall. Usually, it doesn't always mean that, but that's a symptom I see. When I see it in a lawn, that's usually where it shows up. So it's the easiest of all the weeds to eliminate, and just ramping up the care just a little bit, sometimes I'll take care of it. A broadleafed weed killer spray is an inexpensive way to address it if it does show up. Are you talking about knotweed or not? Yeah. I don't know what knotgrass is. I know knotweed,
right.
Virginia knotweed.
That's got the little white flower that grows along.
Okay, I'm going to leave that one for last. The third one is nutsedge, and nutsedge you eliminate with either image or sedge hammer. And those are two materials that you put on the lawn, one or the other, and you water them in deeply. They are most effective between May 15 and September 15. In the case of image, it requires two applications be made 30 days apart, both of them in that window. So you're too late. I mean, you're outside the window to start with, and you've got another application required. So you're going to need to wait till next year on that one if you use image.
Right.
You could try sedgehammer right now if you wish, and you'd probably get some killback of it, but it's about to go dormant. And then finally, Virginia knotweed is the most difficult of all weeds that we have. I was at a friend's home for an evening party a couple of weeks ago, and I noticed right next door to them, about 18 inches out of their lawn, those neighbors who don't take the same care of their lawn have Virginia knotweed growing in the parkway out along the curb. And I said to my friends, you need to be careful. This is going to take over your lawn. The best thing you can do, if you look it up, Virginia knotweed, you will see from every university website, very difficult to control. That's a phrase you'll see. Broadleafed weed killers with 2,4-D, like the one I mentioned for spurge, will help with it, but they're not perfect. Putting a drop of liquid dishwashing detergent in with the spray will help keep it on the leaves, and use a pump sprayer. Be very precise in the application. If you don't have a lot of it, probably removing it by hand is the best bet, but get every piece of it because it will root from those little runners. That's the best I have on all three of them, Millie. That should get you started.
All right.
I appreciate your call. You bet. Thanks so much. All right, we're going to take a break and come back, and our next call up will be from Tennessee, and that is Larry from Adamsfield, Tennessee. I don't know that I've had a call from Tennessee any time recently. That's kind of cool. Let me tell you right now about the offer from Neil Sperry's Gardens Magazine. We've been publishing our magazine for 27 years. I'm really proud of the people who write for us. They do a wonderful job. Mike Sutton, who is screening for me today, does our lawn pieces, our turf management pieces. That's his forte, and he's really good. And we thank Mike for that. And all of the other authors that we have some of them, four, five, six of them, who have been writing for us since we began 27 years ago. These are the best it gets in Texas. And my 30th annual Texas Gardening Calendar, the calendar that will tell you month by month when you need to plant and prune and fertilize and spray all of the plants in your landscape and garden. What a great amount of information that will be to help you make good decisions at the right times for the upcoming gardening year. I'm saving my best photographs that I've taken over the last 18 months for the calendar. It's going to be beautiful. I want it to be the nicest calendar we've ever produced. Now, you're going to save 38% on the calendar by buying it today before 11 o'clock with a one-year new or renewal subscription to Neil Sperry's Gardens Magazine. The total price for the calendar, the 10,000, 12,000 words of when to do everything, and the full year of the magazine, $36.95 plus $3 postage on the calendar. When we commit to a press count for the calendar, the price of the offer goes up. It will never come back down to $36.95 again. So don't delay. Call while you get the lowest price. Call before 11 today. If it's busy, call right back. 1-800-752-GROW. It will not be sold in stores. Satisfaction is guaranteed. 1-800-752-GROW. 1-800-752-4769. As we make the turn toward fall, maybe you think you escaped summer without foundation issues. But if you had the traditional problems, cracks in the walls or doors that started to stick, you need to call Advanced Foundation Repair. The home inspection is free. Their patented ProLift repair system is guaranteed for the lifetime of the house. So at the first sign of trouble, you call Advanced Foundation Repair. 214-333-0003. 214-333-0003. FoundationRepairs.com.
Hi, this is Joan Rivers, and I've said a lot of things about what the stars are wearing on the red carpet, but today we're going to look past the outside to what we have inside. I'm not talking about love and charity. I'm talking about bones. Osteoporosis is one of the most debilitating diseases facing women over 50, but it is treatable and beatable. So learn more from the National Osteoporosis Foundation at nof.org, because if your bones are strong inside, it doesn't matter what you have on the outside, unless you're wearing those ridiculous leggings with the chiffon gown. Ugh!
All right, Neil Sperry back with you to tell you about North Haven Gardens. Fall is the best time to plant. All of the retail nurseries will tell you that. All of the independent garden center operators, when you go in and say, what's the best time? They'll say fall, and North Haven really exemplifies that. They listen to their customers, and the selection in the fall is as good as in the spring, and I'm here to tell you I was there 3 days ago taping some television segments, and they tell the truth. They always have told the truth. They've been there since 1951. It is your go-to garden center. Has been for me as well. 9 acres, and it's gorgeous. This year, North Haven Gardens has made an even bigger effort to order a larger variety of plants. They are pressing on their growers to offer what their customers want, and they've done a wonderful job. Best selection of plants in town. They have sedum, abelias, roses, Texas sage, figs, nandinas, so much that's wonderful for our area and a wonderful array and selection. Spring bulbs, daffodils, tulips, including the hard-to-find Laura Bush tulip, Dutch iris, hyacinth, and many more will arrive in the coming week. Get your beds ready with lots of compost and expanded shale, and they offer those of course as well. This is the time to fertilize. They have everything you need. This is a glorious garden center. You'll love it. And it's undercover. If you want to go out today, even if it's showering, not a problem. This is a glorious garden center. I repeat myself. 7700 North Haven Road between Hillcrest and Central Expressway. The go-to garden center called North Haven Gardens. NHG.com. 214-363-5316.
You can always find a list of my radio advertisers by going to neilsperry.com, then clicking on Neil on the Radio. You'll find sponsors like the Baylor Regional Medical Center at Plano, Preston Road, and George Bush 190 in Plano. 1-800-4-BAYLOR. and Arborological Services. The Dallas area number 972-442-1524. Tarrant County area 817-849-1160. On the web, arborological.com.
All right, great people. Let me give you the number again. We had a call or two that called through, and then they dropped off. You know, just give us a call. It doesn't take long to get on the air. 800-288-WBAP. Tom and Terrell is ahead of you, and you would be right after Tom. It's 800-288-9227. I want to tell you about Dalworth Crawl Space right now. You've heard me talk about Dalworth Clean for 32 years now and how I admire their business. Dalworth can now help create a healthier and cleaner living environment for you and your family, starting beneath your home. I'm proud to introduce to you Dalworth Crawl Space. It's a part of Dalworth Restoration Services. Homes with dirt crawl spaces cost more to heat and cool. It can cause structural damage. It can even be affecting your health. You just don't know what's going on down there. Dalworth Crawl Space has a solution to a dirty crawl space or basement. Clean Space Encapsulation System. It's amazing. A clean space liner is used to isolate the home from the earth completely and permanently. It's similar to a pond liner. It's 7 layers of a blend of polyethylene and polyester cord reinforcement. 7 layers. The liner is installed. It's sealed along the walls and the flooring. It's sealed around other objects such as pipes and columns and piers. For more information, go to Dalworth Crawl. Well, let me do it this way. Call them. I'll give you the phone number, or go to DalworthRestoration.com. That's what I was trying to say. DalworthRestoration.com, or call them, Dalworth Crawl Space, 214-267-8433 or 817-267-8433. DalworthRestoration.com for Dalworth Crawl Space. All right, once again, the phone number is 800-288-8433. WBAP 800-288-9227. Tom in Terrell. This is Neil. Good morning.
Good morning, sir.
How may I help?
I have two little Jim magnolias that are about ready to bloom again, but I have some errant branches to trim, and when is the best time of year to trim those?
It doesn't really matter. I probably would not do it in the middle of the springtime when they're growing vigorously, but right now would be fine. You know, it's 99% as good to do it now as it would be in the middle of the winter. A lot of people think that midwinter is the only time to prune, and that's not the case, and especially with magnolias. Do what you need to do.
All right. Thank you very much.
Wasn't that simple?
Yes,
all right.
Sir.
Appreciate your call. You bet. Thank you very, very much. Yeah, a lot of people have the idea that you can only prune in the winter. What you can only do in the winter is transplant established plants. That just doesn't work in the growing season. Even now, most plants that you would dig and move would be lost at this point. You have to wait till after a hard freeze, but not for pruning. Now we have Larry back from Adams Field, Tennessee. Larry, this is Neil. Good morning.
Yes, sir.
Appreciate you calling back. How can I help?
I want to know if I put down pre-emergent this time of year. Now, my wife and I have a small garden, and what we normally do is we go and we mix kale and collard and turnip greens and radishes and everything and use that as a ground cover in mm-hmm. the fall of the year.
Mm-hmm.
Will it harm the broadleaf of those plants?
If you put a broadleaf pre-emergent down?
No, if I put the one you were talking about, the pre-emergent you were talking about for the...
The broadleaf pre-emergent.
Yes, sir.
Yes. I don't think I would do that. I don't like to use pre-emergent weed killers in gardens, flower gardens or vegetable gardens where I'm planting seeds. Now, if you're only planting transplants, I guess you could. I would not want to do that. I would much prefer to get the weeds out of the way first and plant my plants in a well-prepared bed and then mulch them and use the mulch to keep the weeds out. The thing with pre-emergent weed killers is that when you apply them to a lawn, you can't mulch weeds out of a lawn. You know, you can't cover the lawn with mulch, but in a garden you can, and I think that's a more effective way, and plus that just keeps the concern of, gosh, will that have any impact out of the picture. It just doesn't matter. I wouldn't do it.
We read that you could do that. Take newspaper once you plant your plants. Take newspaper and then lay it down and then mulch.
You can do that, Larry. I'm talking about shredded tree leaves from the fall lawn.
Oh,
you just
okay.
bag the clippings. The newspaper thing is okay, I guess, but that's just so yucky looking. I want my garden even to look as good as I can. I mean, I'm not the
one year, and you're right. It does look bad.
Yeah, it's just tacky, and I just think using shredded tree leaves are fluffy, and you can layer them on a couple inches deep, and they don't hurt the kale or cabbage. It's thrilled with it, and so I'd do that.
Hay would be all right. Like
I would use shredded tree leaves, or I'd use pine bark mulch. Yeah, I wouldn't use hay.
Okay.
I wouldn't use anything that's going to bring other seeds in. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, appreciate your call very much. It's cool to have you call from Tennessee. Thank you, sir. Have a great day. Thank you. All right, we're going to go back to our phone lines in just a moment. Please do call right now. It's a quiet early Sunday morning, and we'd love to hear from you at 800-288-9227. We have our long segment coming up where I can take even more calls than other times. 800-288-WBAP. Call right now, please. Since 1983, my friends Mike and Derek Wisnant have been involved. Derek's not old enough to be involved all that time at WhizQ Stone. Actually, Mike's dad founded WhizQ Stone in 1983. Mike and Derek now own and operate it. They are leaders across the Metroplex, turning landscaping dreams into reality. This is a glorious stone yard of 22 acres. That's a lot of stone. The weight per square foot of their retail location is it's the heaviest sponsor that I have here on the air. Beautiful stone, everything from landscaping boulders to flagstone. They certainly have paved stone as well. I mean, man-made products as well. Boulders, river rock, gravel, you name it, they have it at WhizQ Stone. And the other thing that they have is smiles. When you go in there, it's unlike any stone yard I've ever been in. You're greeted professionally, shown around and given ideas. Take measurements and photos with you, and they can give you an approximate amount that you will need. If you need to have a landscape contractor who can do work for you, they can refer you to the best anywhere around. WhizQ Stone. They're in Southeast Fort Worth at 4501 East Loop 820 South. They're open 6 days a week, closed on Sundays. Whiz-Q.com. It's a great website. WHIZ-Q. 817-429-0822. Again, 4501 East Loop 820 South in Fort Worth. It's WhizQ Stone.
The first local news of the hour. Every hour. Every day. News Talk 820 AM, 96.7 FM, WBAP.
Are insects destroying your lawn from above and below ground? Well, you can end that damage now with Bayer Advanced Complete Insect Killer. This is a great product, and I hope that you will give it a chance. It will do the job. Complete Insect Killer controls surface insects and root feeders. Insects are killed when they come into contact with the product. They're killed when they attempt to eat the plants as well. It's an exclusive two-way formula that's the only product that combines two targeted chemistries into one granule to achieve maximum protection from insects. This long-lasting formula gives up to 90 days of insect protection. It won't wash away with irrigation or rain. You can use it on turf grass. You can use it on ground covers, flowers, trees, and shrubs, and along building foundations. Check the label for the directions and the list of insects that Bayer Advanced Complete Insect Killer will eliminate. Ask for Bayer Advanced products at your local garden center. That is the beauty of better science. It's Bayer Advanced, B-A-Y-E-R. Better science, better results, BayerAdvanced.com. And that is Bayer Advanced Complete Insect Killer. Time to check in now with the WBAP 24/7 newsroom with my friend Jerry Overton. Good morning, Jerry.
Good morning, Neil. WBAP News Time is 8:30. Another change in leadership for a Texas Air Force base. We'll have details after your first weather in traffic. Now, let's start with a check of the WBAP Weather in Touch forecast. Looking today with for cloudy skies, light showers this morning, a high of 80. Tonight, the clouds are going to stick around, and there'll be heavy fog forming overnight in some areas, 64 for the low. Tomorrow, partly sunny early, warmer with a chance of isolated thunderstorms in the afternoon with a high of 85. And then for Tuesday, partly sunny early, it'll clear by afternoon and a high around 80. We've got light rain, 66 degrees at DFW Airport. And now for a look at the WBAP 24-hour on-time traffic watch. Here's Blaine Brooks.
On the Dallas freeways, a wreck is reported on I-35E northbound at I-30 and a crash in Arlington on I-20 eastbound at Highway 360. This report brought to you by Chamberlain Garage Door Openers. Tired of coming home to a dark house? No problem. With Chamberlain's new MyQ remote light switch included with every battery backup garage door opener, now turn on your house lights from your car as you approach your home with the push of a button. Available exclusively at the Home Depot, or you can visit Chamberlain.com. With the WBAP 24-hour on-time traffic watch, I'm Blaine Brooks.
Air Force has chosen a woman now to lead its basic training unit, where dozens of female recruits have alleged they were sexually assaulted or harassed by male instructors in the past year. Air Force announcing yesterday Colonel Deborah Liddick will take command of the 737th Training Group at Lackland Air Base in San Antonio next week. Over 300 people, a part of the Occupy Wall Street movement, occupied a downtown Manhattan park. They marched on downtown Broadway yesterday as they prepared for the one-year anniversary. That anniversary, by the way, is tomorrow. At least 12 protesters arrested during the demonstration, most charged with disorderly conduct. Four U.S. service members in southern Afghanistan have been killed today in the third apparent insider attack in as many days. NATO says at least one Afghan police officer turned his gun on coalition troops at a remote checkpoint before escaping. In all, 8 troops have died in such attacks in the last 3 days. The high today, 78 degrees. It is 66 degrees. From the WBAP 24/7 Newsroom, I'm Jerry Overton. Neil Sperry's Texas Gardening continues next on WBAP.
Well, indeed it does. And this is an ad that is a donation to Crepe Myrtle Trails of McKinney, given in the good spirit by my friend Dave Omholt, the Entrepreneur Authority. You didn't think I could say it, did you? You dream of owning your own business? Are you tired of working for somebody else? That's what Dave Omholt and the Entrepreneur Authority will help you accomplish. Owning a franchise business could be the solution, and he's done that for many, many years. He has helped match people with franchises. I don't know how many he has, but he's the largest franchise business consultant in Texas, and I don't mean that Dave weighs 500 pounds. Dave is svelte. I'm jealous. That's another story. He matches people with businesses, and he is great, and he is really bright. I have to be careful what I say because finances are involved here, and I can't go too random on my comments, but I'm just telling you that if you have interest in investing in a franchise business, and these are franchises in some cases that are brand new and coming into the marketplace, maybe one you didn't even know about, he will match you up, and he will work with you until that match is made. He'll educate you on the finer points of franchising, clarify your entrepreneurial goals, advise you in selecting a good business fit, guide you throughout your validation process, and refer you to valuable small business experts. That's why you go to the Entrepreneur Authority, David Omholt, 972-731-6766. 972-731-6766. The website is eauth.com. eauth.com. And I'm going to tell you also, if you have a business and are considering franchising that business, there's another part of Dave's career that also handles that. And that same phone number, you can talk to him about that. 972-731-6766. David Omholt.
In my family, I doctor hurt knees, plus nurse every paycheck. I cut out coupons, plus trans fats. Rite Aid understands. My Wellness Plus card gives me everyday savings, plus a point for every dollar I spend, 25 points for every prescription. Once I earn 1,000 points, I get 20% off the whole store for a year. That's like buying 4 and getting our 5th shampoo free.
Rite Aid's Wellness Plus card. No other pharmacy gives your wellness more plus. Certain limitations apply. See your local Rite Aid store for details.
one of the wonderful additions that we have made to our repertoire of advertisers this year is the Smith Thompson Home Security Company. This is a local company, and I really believe in local businesses. And one of the other things here is that these folks will save you a ton of money. And I'll explain why in just a moment. The big national chains, I don't know why they need to cost so much. This is the big national security companies, home security companies. Smith Thompson is based right here in the Metroplex. And listen to what you will get. You will get no lengthy contract. Compare that. That's just great for starters. Local service with 24-hour operators. They're right here. They know this area. If you have a problem or if the alarm system alerts, they know right where you are. The ability to convert your existing system. So if you have a system with someone else, they can convert that. Ability to upgrade you to cellular wireless monitoring. And all of that is just $16.95 per month with no lengthy contract. That's Smith Thompson Home Security. 1-800-411-WIRELESS. 1-800-411-WIRELESS. 1-800-411-9473. On the web, smiththompson.com.
Hi, I'm Steve Barrett of Arborological Services. Once again, here's our friend, Neil Sperry.
Thank you, Steve. Their folks were at our house this week and trimmed out a lot of big branches. My goodness, they really are good. Let's go back to the phone lines. Roxanna in Allen. Roxanna, this is Neil. Good morning.
Good morning.
How may I help you?
Well, I bought this tree about 3 years ago, red oak, and it's the sap started coming out of it last year. And
this is out of the trunk?
Yes, sir.
Okay. What side of the trunk are you seeing the sap in?
About 2 to 4 inches. It starts coming from all parts of it.
All right. Are you talking about east or west or north or south? Because I imagine it's going to be on the sunny side of the trunk.
Honestly, it was all around it.
All right. And when this tree was planted, was the trunk wrapped to protect it against sun scald?
No.
All right. I imagine that's what your problem is. It's an extremely common problem with new red oaks. They almost never have problems when they're planted, as long as the tree is healthy when it's planted and it's watered properly. But if the trunk is not wrapped, then cracks will develop and sap about the second or third year will start flowing. The bark will start peeling back and it will be nasty open wounds that are exposed. That's probably what you have, Roxanna, and I don't know at this point whether the tree can be saved or not because I can't see it.
Mm-hmm.
But wrapping it at this point probably isn't going to help a whole lot. How does the top of the tree look? Is it green and healthy and full and vigorous?
In the spring it came back very healthy and mm-hmm. good. Then the sap started coming from the...
Well, I'm differentiating the two things. I'm not worried about the trunk with this question. I'm worried about from the lowest limb up, is the tree healthy and vigorous looking? Does it look like it's doing well? Has it grown, put on new growth this year?
Yes. Yes.
All right. Then it may be that the cracking is not all the way around the trunk and not affecting all of the bark. I would suggest that you take photos of that trunk and do one of two things with the photos. I would either suggest that you go into a good independent retail garden center where you mm-hmm. can talk to a real full-time nurseryman and ask their opinion can this be saved. I would have a photo of the tree I'd have two photos. I'd have one from north-south, one direction or the other. I'd have one from the east or the west so they can see how the top looks. And then I'd have a close-up of the trunk or two. And I would show those photos and just see what the thoughts are. If you would like to post a photo on my Facebook page, I'll be glad to do the best I can in assessing the damage. I have so many posts that go up there on Red Oaks. What do I do? You know, it's just almost every week there's one that shows up there, and so you're not alone. I wish that every time a Red Oak were sold in North Texas, I wish that it had to be accompanied by a roll of tree wrap. That's what the problem is, and time will tell whether the tree can recover or not. It might be that wrapping it would be of some help at this point if it is still exposed to the sun, but you're going to have to unwrap it periodically and make sure there's no decay and other bad stuff going on down there. I can't get much closer without seeing it.
Right.
Yeah. Hey, I appreciate your call very much. Good luck with it. Let me go to Robbie in Waco. Robbie, this is Neil. Good morning.
Morning. How are you today?
I'm doing great, and I appreciate your call.
Well, we just learned so much from you, and you're responsible for a great-looking yard.
Well, good girl. I like that. Thank you.
Listen to what you say.
Oh, thank you.
Okay, here's our deal. We have a hot tub that's separate from our pool. The hot tub died after many years, so our wonderful son came and cut it out for us and filled the area with dirt. The dirt's now settled. It's been long enough. And I have a bird bath there, and it's going to be a lovely little area. And I want to know, I want a ground cover there, of course, not just the bare dirt. Mm-hmm. I have some Asian jasmine in my yard. Can I put some in this area at this time of year?
Yes, if you're going to plant Asian jasmine in fall, I would suggest you go to quart pots or gallon containers with bigger root balls.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, instead
okay.
of the small pots, because you'll have a better margin of error during the winter. Is this sun or shade?
Oh, sun. Wide
All right.
open area.
All right, good. And you said bird bath or bird feeder?
Bird bath right now.
All right,
now.
Good. That's good. I don't think I'd put a bird feeder over Asian jasmine, because if you get any germination of any seeds, it's going to be hard to get them out of a jasmine bed. But
bird
bath, no problem. The jasmine will be
Sometimes
grateful for the water.
Sometimes we fill the bird bath in with dirt and put some Johnny Jump-Ups or
That's
something
no
in there in the winter for
sure.
color.
That's no problem.
And but that won't affect the jasmine at all.
No.
Timing was what I wanted to know.
Timing is fine if you're going to use mid to large plants.
Okay.
Atta girl. Thanks for the call. You bet. Bye-bye. All right, we will come back. We have Tim in Glen Rose, and we'll have his call in just a moment. Tim, I hope you'll hang with me. It's an interesting topic. It hadn't come up for a while. Let me tell you right now about Neil Sperry's Gardens Magazine and my 2013 Texas Gardening Calendar. I have everything back in the layout from the design artist on the calendar, all my text put in place, and I'm working now on the photographs for the calendar and the final editing of the text, and it's really coming together now. It's going to be a beautiful calendar, and I know you'll like it. You can save 38% on my 30th annual Texas Gardening Calendar. This is not like the I was shopping yesterday, actually, on the square with my wife in downtown McKinney, and I saw a lady happily walking along with her new 2013 calendar. I don't have mine printed yet, because I always wait a little later into the season to make sure that all of the updates with the products and the problems are in there, because I have 10 to 12,000 words telling you when to plant and prune and fertilize and spray all of the plants in your landscape and garden, and I want it to be the most up-to-date possible. Now, the calendar will print shortly, and when we print, the price of the offer goes up. It will never come back to $36.95 again. Yeah, that's what you pay to get the calendar and a one-year new or renewal subscription to Neil Sperry's Gardens Magazine. The calendar includes all of those 12,000 words of when to plant, prune, fertilize, and spray all the plants in your landscape and garden. Beautiful calendar, my 30th annual, the full year of the magazine, all that information, satisfaction guaranteed, new or renewal, $3 postage on the calendar additionally, but you need to call before 11 for this lowest price. 800-752-GROW. 800-752-GROW. These will not be sold in stores, but like I say, satisfaction guaranteed. 1-800-752-4769.
Leaves have begun to fall and should be removed from ponds and swimming pools. Dixon Brothers has just what you need, like a new pond vacuum or a pool cleaner. You can also get helpful tips to make your job faster and easier. At Dixon Brothers, you can get all of the fall must-haves, including big-top pond nets and sturdy pond shark telescoping nets, Genki fish foods for cooler temperature feeding, aquatic thermometers, and much more. Old Man Winter will be here before too long, so plan ahead and get Dixon Brothers to winterize your pool. Install a freeze guard to protect your equipment from from costly freeze damage. Repair or replace any malfunctioning pumps, heaters, or filters. Get winter covers for above-ground pools. They even have solar fish for your pools to extend your swimming season. Dixon Brothers, the Metroplex authority in swimming pool equipment, floating fountains, water gardens, and koi ponds. Visit Dixon Brothers showroom at 204 North Galloway in Mesquite or call 972-288-7537. That's 972-288-7537. D-I-C-K-S-O-N.
Hi, I'm Samantha. I'm a recovering addict. Neil, this is the second time you've interviewed me for Serenity High in McKinney. Before Serenity High, my life consisted of sitting in my house all day and pretty much getting into trouble. I dropped out of school before I came here. I didn't really have any goals for myself. Serenity High is different for me from my old high school because I have a sober environment here. I have a more one-on-one with my teachers, and I have a support team here that I didn't have back at my old school. We have two meetings a week here, and the girls and the guys have separate meetings once a week, and then we have them together. For the girls, I feel like a lot of the girls who are really shy, they actually talk about their problems in there. For more information, call Principal Julie at 469-302-7830. On the web, it's serenityhigh.org. That's Serenity High in McKinney. One day at a time,
serenity. Thank you, Samantha, very, very much. Serenityhigh.org is the website, and about 15 ISDs partner with McKinney so that their kids, their students, can attend Serenity High. It's a wonderful school. SerenityHigh.org, the nation's longest tenured recovery high school, and we believe still the only public high school, recovery high school. You can rely on Dalworth to clean, restore, repair, and even replace carpets, hardwood, tile, and grout, natural stone, and fine rugs. I love doing ads for Dalworth Clean. Started out as Dalworth Carpet Cleaning, but they have broadened their business through those years to include all kinds of flooring. Right now, they do go back to their roots, to their carpet cleaning special of $29 per area on five areas or more of carpet deep down Dalworth cleaned. Book online at Dalworth.com for additional savings or call them at 267-8433. That's your local area code 214 or 817 and then Metro 267-8433. Call tomorrow, $29 per area, five areas or more of carpet deep down Dalworth cleaned. And Dalworth Fine Floors is at 8509 Davis in North Richland Hills. Dalworth Fine Floors. Call them. They'll bring samples to your home. Their shop-at-home van. 817-520-1400. Dalworth, keeping North Texas homes the next best thing to new since 1975. I've told you about them for 32 years. Dalworth.com. 214 or 817, then Metro 267-8433. Back to our phone lines. Let's go to Tim in Glen Rose. Tim, this is Neil. Good morning.
Good morning, sir. How you doing?
I'm doing quite well. Thank you.
My question was, my grandfather always planted by the moon, and he wouldn't go to the doctor or the dentist without checking the almanac. And the lady down at the little nursery down here told me the other day that the moon was right for putting out my Brussels sprouts and my greens. And also, some of the old gentlemen on the square were talking one day about planting, putting in a fence post. And they said, have you ever dug a hole and put your post in and it took all your dirt and you needed more dirt? And then other times you'd have dirt left over. They said it was because of the moon. Is that true?
Maybe true that they said it. I have no idea. Yeah, my that last one is just kind of bizarre, really. They have created matter or something or disintegrated matter. I'm not sure that.
Yes, sir.
I'm not sure that that one makes a whole lot of sense. What I would say, Tim, is that if moon phase gardening works for you, go for it. It is not something that I endorse or recommend. But,
yes,
you know, it's a little like a lot of life. It's just one of those things. I don't care about it, but I don't put people down. I'm not a hunter, but I'm fine. If people have that as a hobby, that's fine. It's just not for me. I don't dance ballet, but it's just fine.
There you go.
Yeah,
I got
that
you.
Might be a little better example. And moon phase, I do put moon phases in my calendar because we've got so many complaints, and I mean they just sit there, little icons in my garden calendar.
Yes,
but I never refer people to them. So that's up to you. I guess my problem is that I grew up under a PhD botanist scientist at Texas A&M and worked for A&M too long, and I'm kind of steeped on that side of the seesaw. So anyway,
well,
it's a good question.
It's a wives' tale. That's why I wanted to ask a professional.
Well, I say whatever works for you, do it. My friend Jerry Parsons, who is retired now, was a vegetable specialist in South Texas. Jerry's comment was, "I believe in moon phase gardening. I tell my wife when the full moon's out, that's a good time for her to be out there working."
Oh,
now, Jerry said that. I didn't say that. So anyway,
okay.
Tim, have a great day. Take care.
You too.
All right.
Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
All right. Yeah. Thank you, Randy. Help me with your name, please. Is it Mina? In Justin? All right, Mina, how may I help you?
Okay, we have a lovely big pecan tree out in our backyard, way out at the back. And this year, just in the last, couple of weeks maybe or so, it has lost, well, I don't know how to say it. The branches have all fallen over so much that they're now touching the ground.
All right, well, that's because of the weight, believe it or not, of the leaves. It is the weight of the pecan crop that you probably have. Yes, I live in a pecan forest, and I have the very same thing. We've had to trim a couple of our pecan trees to raise the canopy enough that we could drive beneath them. They've weighted down. And when I had the tree service company at my home earlier this week, we had to take a couple of probably 4-inch branches off two of our pecans because they had weighted down onto the roof or where they were rubbing the roof. They weren't laying on it. And so that's a measure of this season, all the rain. It's a measure of the nature that we have a pretty good pecan crop this year. So that's normal. It's very supple branches.
So even if they're lying on the ground, it's okay.
I didn't say that. That's why I had some of those branches removed. I don't think you'd want to have them on the ground. It's rare that a pecan tree that's big enough to bear fruit actually has branches that low that they can touch the ground. Are you sure they haven't cracked?
I haven't noticed it.
Yeah, you might want to look at that. They may have cracked under the weight. There's a lot of that going on this year. I'm getting a lot of calls about pecan branches breaking.
Really?
Yeah. They're very brittle.
Should we cut those off then?
Not necessarily. I can't tell you how to prune a tree without seeing the tree, but I would imagine that probably this winter, once the weight is gone, you could see what happens. I wouldn't want pecan branches coming clear down to the ground.
Well, they are.
Okay, well, if you want to remove a branch or two here or there, you can. And I only have about a minute left before I'm going to have to run half a minute. But
okay.
What I will tell you is if you start removing big branches, follow the 3-step approach. First cut would be an undercut 15 inches out from the trunk. Second cut would be from the top down, and it'd be farther out on the branch so that if the weight of the branch splits the bark, it'll only split back to that undercut. And the third cut would be to remove the stub. We'll be back after the news.